Over 200 experts have shared their secrets to a successful business. Join me, Rose Davidson, as I discover how these experts took their businesses to the next level.
Talking with the experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts. Talking about all things business by business owners for business owners. Episode 254 with Alex Morris.
Very good question. Is an offer that is concise and simple and desirable? And the best way of figuring that out, if you're ready to do any good marketing or if you're marketing well, is to say, Rose, who do you help and what do you help them with? And if someone can't answer that question in one sentence, then really it's too diffused and that's going to be really, really tough to market. So if someone is one of these coaches who is really means well and just wants to help everyone with everything because they've got experience in NLP or hypnotherapy or a life coaching certificate, I don't want to pigeonhole myself, then that's, you know, fine, but it's going to be an issue if you want to start marketing because your message will be very, very, diffuse and unclear to the people following you, who should be following you. So figure out your offer first. And the best way of doing that in the simplest way possible is I help this kind of person to go from this painful point to this desirable point.
Talking with the experts.
My guest today is Alexander Morris. And Alex is the founder of To The Moon Digital. It's a digital marketing agency focusing on lead generation for coaches and consultants. After over 6 years in the coaching and social media marketing space, plus a personal investment of over $100,000 in world-class mentors, courses, and certifications, Alex has helped clients to create millions of dollars in sales and lead generation in the coaching space. I will let Alex tell us a little bit more about himself. Welcome, Alex, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Rose. Thank you for having me on. And I can elaborate on that a little bit. That's my kind of go-to bio, but there's more to me than just the marketing company. I'm a Northern Beaches boy from Sydney. I live here with my wife and two baby daughters who are 18-month-old twins at the moment. So that's a laugh. It's a lot of fun. And the marketing company kind of came about as a bit of a stopgap when I realized I wasn't going to be able to keep running my coaching business when twin babies came along. Because I was doing nutrition coaching, I worked with some gyms, I did some cooking demos, I did the odd bit of catering in there for, you know, health retreats, that sort of thing. And I was no longer able to do any of that. So I already had one person who was paying me to do their marketing for them just through the coaching network I had. I got quite good at the marketing thing whilst marketing my own coaching business. And so I thought, okay, I'll run with this and I may be able to just make some websites and do this from home for a bit. And then it just facilitated this beautiful lifestyle and actually became relatively easy to replace my income from marketing. And once the babies got a little older and a little, they were sleeping through the night. Oh, goodness me, my chair just did that falling backwards thing that they do every now and then. Once the baby started sleeping through the night a little more and I wasn't, you know, spending every 3 hours, you know, literally covered in babies and breast milk and all
done
sorts.
Done that lots of times. I've got three of my own. So
there you go. Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Once we got our lives back a little bit, I decided to put the foot down on the pedal a little more, rebranded as To The Moon Digital, started working specifically with coaches and consultants. And yeah, almost a year and a half down the track from starting that company, it's going really well. I've got a small team now. There's three of us and we get invited on podcasts and people seem to be hearing about what we do.
So what kind of coaches and consultants do you mainly target? Who is your target market?
It's not so much about what industry or niche they're in. It's more about sort of what level they're at, because paid marketing is what we do. We run ads on sort of Facebook and Instagram, and we build sales funnels and do email marketing, that sort of thing. It's not for everyone. It's not something you need to be doing until you have a bit of a brand behind you anyway. So if a coach has been around for a couple of years and they've got some good results for some clients, they can make a sale. If they have a conversation, they can qualify the lead and then turn them into a client. If they can deliver on a program, and if, you know, they've got a little bit of profit to be able to reinvest back into marketing, then they're great for us. It's more so down that beginner end that paid marketing, I don't believe, is even necessary. So I wouldn't try and sell our services to someone who's in their first year or isn't sort of replacing their income or making a full-time income off of coaching yet. At that point, you know, they absolutely need to be marketing themselves relentlessly, but organically, you know, getting out there and talking to people, testing what works, what sort of content hits the mark, and just getting used to, you know, doing live videos and responding to customers and creating groups and doing challenges and all the things that are available to us for free on social media. That's where coaches need to be starting, building a brand, getting some testimonials. And then once they want to go to that next level and scale it and reach a wider audience, automate more of the process, that's where we come in.
Right. That sounds really comprehensive. I might have to come and see you when I earn my first 100,000.
That's about the kind of level that where it becomes feasible through paid marketing, I think. I think, because it's not a fully, you know, it's no sure thing. We're pretty good at it, but that comes from testing things. You know, how many businesses that we all know the names of now have come out of failures? Not everything works the first time, but you always get closer to what does work every time something fails. And so we will help people get there faster. We'll help people learn what happens faster. And we're actually releasing some coaching programs for more beginners soon, which is going to be great, because I've started to see a demand for it, where a lot of, I mean, coaching is really interesting, isn't it? Because there's very little to no barrier to entry to call yourself a coach and to get out there and start trying to find clients.
Absolutely. But however, there are coaches and there are coaches. Just because you can you know, help somebody doesn't make you a coach. I think that coaches have a certain personality, certain skills that they have, that they need to be a proper coach. And some of the people that call them coaches really shouldn't be in the industry at all as a coach.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Tough one, because a lot of coaches I find probably, you know, the former in coaches and then coaches are people who have come from a negative experience or a trauma themselves, and they're just on the other side of that and decided that coaching is where they need to go, but they've got to still sort out quite a lot of stuff about themselves first before trying to help other people. And they're always coming from a good place, I feel, coaches. It's just not always the right business model for them. And it's been sold as the perfect ticket to a seven-figure business, you know? But the people I know doing seven figures in coaching are spectacular at every aspect of it. And it comes from experience, it comes from practice and studying and investing and learning. And I think people need to be more patient with the process as well, not just think it's going to be all Instagram and private jets on, you know, year one.
Absolutely. Yes, I totally agree with that. Now, if one of our listeners or any of our listeners are anything like me, I dislike marketing. I can do podcasts, but Facebook Lives I find, you know, really challenging. I don't know why, but I just do. And, you know, that sort of marketing for me is, although, you know, Facebook absolutely loves it, I don't do it as often as I should. You know, I keep being told, you know, don't wait for the right moment, but I always have to wait till I'm in the mood. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen. What can you advise people like me that, you know, just don't like any of that kind of marketing?
You've got to play to your strengths. I think if you're, you know, 15 years ago, it was blogging. If you were not a good writer, don't start a blog. And people would say, if you don't have a blog, you don't have a business. But some people can't write very well. That's fine. If you're, if you love podcasting and you're great at having conversations like yourself, then roll on that medium, you know, like you're doing, transcribe it, create blogs and articles and emails out of that. You don't need to be creative. You can actually leverage, you know, your guests and our time and our expertise to create your own content. If you don't like Facebook live videos and, you know, live content and creating stuff like that, well, there's two sides to that story. Like, one, either the more you do, the better you'll get. But then again, if someone is coming to look at potentially working with your business and you're just crap on video, it might be a detriment to their opinion of you. So I think play to your strengths and find the medium that really, really works best for you. I think if podcasting is good for you, my biggest tip for that would be to use a long form platform like podcasting and then create short form content out of it. Take video clips, take transcriptions, create LinkedIn articles and 1 minute blogs and quotes and pictures from the podcast and then leverage that. So there's always something everyone can do. But you might as well play to what you're best at.
That's really great advice. I think you're the first person who's ever told me that. The others have told me, you know, you have to do these Facebook lives. And no.
I mean, I don't do any Facebook lives. I stream my podcast live a couple of times a week, but I never hop in front of the camera and say, here are the three things I've learned today about marketing. And it's fine. The other thing about that is that there is so much content vying for people's attention these days, and if you're not doing Facebook Lives, or you are doing Facebook Lives, it's not going to make that much of a difference to anyone else's day. I think what Facebook Live, you know, any sort of content being posted regularly on your page, it will make a difference for the people who are following you. It may gain you some followers over time if you're consistent, but I don't think you're going to find people saying, I want to work with Rose as a coach, but hang on, she doesn't do any Facebook Lives. I don't think that really matters. It's content creation and giving value and all this stuff is great, but the best way to get clients is to deliver and then word of mouth, referrals, testimonials, not just making content every day. If you like it, then do it. But if it's a pain in the ass and not the business you want, then, you know, I can leave it alone.
Alex, I'm in love with you.
Stop it. Because I've said you don't have to do Facebook Lives anymore.
So I guess tell us, you know, if marketing as a medium, I suppose, can be challenging for some people when they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, is there some sort of formula that you use personally that, you know, can help a newbie along and, you know, get them started?
The first thing you need, very good question, is an offer that is concise and simple and desirable. And the best way of figuring that out, if you're ready to do any good marketing or if you're marketing well, is to say, Rose, who do you help and what do you help them with? And if someone can't answer that question in one sentence, then really it's too diffused and that's going to be really, really tough to market. So if someone is one of these coaches who is really means well and just wants to help everyone with everything because they've got experience in NLP or hypnotherapy or a life coaching certificate, I don't want to pigeonhole myself, then that's, you know, fine, but it's going to be an issue if you want to start marketing because your message will be very, very diffuse and unclear to the people following you, who should be following you. So figure out your offer first. And the best way of doing that in the simplest way possible is I help this kind of person to go from this painful point to this desirable point. And that's pretty much it. You know, if you can figure out that, I help new mums to go from baby body to freaking Delta Goodrum physique without, and then you can always throw in that without in the end, you know, without giving up time with their family, or even if it's tough to cook up fresh cooked meal every night, that sort of thing. And I think if you can say, I help, you know, for example, I help coaches and consultants to generate leads online without spending hours doing online content, that makes sense. You know, that's, so start with the offer. And then once you've figured out your audience, what your message is, you need to have some sort of valuable bait, you know, a lead magnet, we call it, which is just to figure out who your audience is and create that, you know, top of the funnel audience. What a lot of people do is they'll say, I'm a coach now, book a free 60-minute discovery session with me and I'll tell you about your problems. And until you're, you know, Tony Robbins, or you have a name for yourself, no one's going to book that call. It's very, very difficult to get that call booked because people are busy. People are skeptical. People hate being sold to. And you haven't really told them anything about what's going to happen. However, if you start, you know, at the top end and you're a little more patient with it and say, okay, I'm going to, if I am using that weight loss example, you know, doing bodies for new mums, then I'll put together a free video series or training program for mums that easily works around having to breast pump every 3 hours, that sort of thing, you know, something realistic, put that out there. People download that or ask for it, but boom, you know, these people are in the right audience and start moving down that funnel slowly. Don't try and, you know, take someone home on that first date without buying dinner first. You know, stop trying to sell a discovery call when you don't have a reason for people to want to do it. So just patience, you know, have a good offer, be patient, and just, yeah, be valuable to people.
Where should people first start their marketing? I mean, you know, other marketing professionals have said, you know, you have to be absolutely everywhere. But where is a good place to start first?
I think there's definitely value in omnipresence and being everywhere. But if you can't do it, then pick the place that is most relevant to your demographic. So if you're working with B2B, white collar people, corporate people, professionals, LinkedIn. Focus on LinkedIn, focus on articles, posting videos on there. If you're working with, you know, people ages 30 to 50 in, you know, varying professions, but not so much, you know, more B2C, working with customers and clients, Facebook's great. All paid marketing really starts on Facebook anyway. Facebook and Instagram come from Facebook. And then if you're into, you know, things that look great visually, like fitness, like travel, like landscaping, Instagram's perfect as well, because you can show people your end result on there. So play to your strengths and play to your audience. But I think that generating an audience on Facebook, if you're ever planning to do paid marketing, is really, really good, because that's where you advertise for Facebook and Instagram, is through Facebook, right? And if someone clicks back to your page after seeing this great ad and you've got 17 followers, then it's going to look at, once again, be a bit detrimental. You don't need thousands of followers to be successful at all. I think I've got 1,300 Instagram followers, which is, I've got more followers on my personal account, which is just mostly pictures of my babies, right? My business account is relatively pitiful, but it doesn't affect my bottom line at all. So think about where your customers are. Think about what kind of content will work well for your business. But just start and don't try and diffuse your attention between too many platforms. You know, you don't need to be on TikTok and Clubhouse and, Stitcher and Twitch and everything if it's not relevant. But if you're working with teenagers and, 16 to 24 year olds, then yeah, get on TikTok, just do a bit of research and figure out where you're, that Pareto principle, 20% of the work that'll get 80% of the results, and do that.
Great advice, Alex. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that wisdom. It's wonderful. Tell me a bit about your podcast.
My podcast? I just finished an episode of my podcast, actually. Hence why I'm having to drink lots of water today. I've been talking. It's my fifth podcast this week, Rose. I do a podcast called Coaches to the Moon. We're 40 episodes in now, so it's relatively new. And it's about the coaching industry, but more so the business of the coaching industry. So I do love when we get to hear about coaches' stories of, rise and fall and trials and tribulations. It's really fun to listen to. But I think what we're trying to do is get some tangible business advice on how to run a coaching business from people who do it well and people who do it in lots of different ways. So I will speak to people who are great at sales, or people who are great at marketing, or people who run retreats, or people who run online programs, high ticket, low ticket, groups, one-to-one, and just really try and, pull out some nuggets of tangible value for, the 11 people that listen to it. it's a bit of a Q&A format. I really, really try my best to ask people questions they haven't been asked before. And just to try and make sure they have fun, but also pull out some wisdom that I can then clip up into little nuggets of advice for videos for Instagram, videos for Facebook and LinkedIn, articles and blogs, that people can consume long form content in 1.5 minutes and then decide whether or not they want to listen to the whole thing.
Much what I do too, as far as batching and so forth is concerned. I do a little thing, put up in Instagram, and get a few people liking them and doing whatever. So it takes time. It's not an instant overnight success story, that's for sure. I've been doing this 18 months now, and I've got about 20,000 downloads in 18 months, which it's not too bad. And so I'm getting there slowly. My plan is for 2022 to be in the top 100 in Australia. So
amazing. And was that a bit of a hockey stick kind of thing for you, where it was slow, 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 and then a bit of a...
That's what I'm hoping for. But, it takes time and patience. And I don't do it for the kudos. I do it because I love learning from people and I love to help people. And I think it's just a great opportunity for... me to play it forward for the, listeners and viewers out there that could be a little bit stuck with their business life. So,
Well, hopefully we're helping them out. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
I can tell you're having fun.
Alex, I don't suppose you've written a book or anything, or have one in place, or maybe not.
I've got about 3/4 of a book done. So I set myself a challenge in September last year to write a business book in 30 days. And I was taught a really great way of writing called the Pomodoro method, where you just sit down, set a timer, put some music on, write for 25 minutes. Don't spell check, don't edit, just freaking write, break for 5 minutes, do it again. And just did that. And I actually knocked out like 65 A4 pages of a book in a couple of weeks. And then, the old adage, life got in the way, right? Like I think a couple of babies got sick and I gave myself permission to, rest a little more and not try and stack everything in. And then it kind of, fell by the wayside a bit. But that book is called The Mars Method. Mars, I've got this beautiful, brand that's come off my name, To the Moon Digital, where I can space theme everything. So I've got rocket ships and stars on all my content. But the Mars Method is my meth marketing system, which is how I work with coaches to help them to really not have to go through the whole rigmarole of websites and landing pages. It's really trying to simplify the appointment setting process, and it's market deep dive. So really, really knowing well who your market is, attracting them with some sort of lead magnet, like we talked about before, retargeting, which is all about getting back in front of them and you know, multiple exposures, whether that's through more ads or email follow-ups or the next page in your funnel. And then S is scaling. And scaling is what a lot of people don't really know how to do. They kind of keep their business working at the same level. But when you have a system for scaling ads, then yeah, you can make it move pretty quickly. So yeah, the book's a bit of a sore spot because I really wish I'd done more of it. But yeah, it's stuck at the moment.
Okay. Well, when it's released, you'll need to send me a copy so I can promote it on, and I'll have you back on when you release it, because we'll talk about it. It'd be great. Sounds like a good book.
Thank you. It's very coaching focused. It's focused towards that industry. I have a lot of gritty details from my struggles in my coaching journey, I was head chef in a nice Italian restaurant, and I was a sommelier before that in an even nicer Italian restaurant, and I was had a nice career in front of me, it looked like. And then a few months later I'd sold my car, and we had an apartment where the washing machine was running off into the bath because we couldn't afford the space, and everything went to shit pretty quickly. But we made it happen. I'm on the other side of that now, and life's fine again. So yeah, if you want to learn some dirt on the face, the man behind the face, then it'll be a good book, hopefully.
Good to know. Alex, any last words of that you'd like to share with our audience? A tip or a hint or something to G up their day?
Yeah, I can G up. I can G up a day. All right. Well, if we're going for a G up, I would say that on the topic of what I've spoken about, of having a rough journey to having a comfortable lifestyle, I don't believe that your level of personal development is particularly connected to your income or your success in business. And in coaching, we're often led to believe that if you're not waking up at 5 a.m. and doing ice baths and meditating, reading 30 pages a day, doing push-ups, turning vegan, fucking Instagramming every smoothie you make, excuse me for swearing, then you're never going to make it. Just like, you'll never make it if you don't do Facebook Lives. It's nonsense. I've learned very much so that success, and I'm not a huge, I'm not successful yet. I'm just comfortable. It's structural. It's about systems. It's not about personal development. You don't have to fix yourself before you go and, create a great business. My morning routine at the moment is completely at the whim of when my daughters wake up. I do not a lick of meditation. I haven't read a book in years. I exercise daily, but I've got no personal development bones left in my body. But when it was my whole life, I was broke. And now I am absolutely in the best place I've been mentally, physically, financially, and I've left all that stuff behind me. I think it's great to get started, but I don't think your success in business and in life and your happiness is completely dependent on how many seminars you go to in a year. So just feel better about yourself, about where you're at now. And that stuff's great if you want to do it, but don't let that hold you back from creating the business of your dreams.
Yay, someone's just talking some common sense. Thank you.
Oh, no worries, Rose. And you've also got to walk on fire and
absolutely, yes, absolutely.
And yeah. Buy my Isagenics, otherwise you'll be a terrible coach.
Alex, it's been an absolute delight speaking with you today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you again later on in the year.
Thanks, Rose. It's been a lot of fun.
Talking with the Experts.
Thanks for joining me on Talking with the Experts. Make sure you subscribe through your favourite podcast app or on YouTube, and check out my Patreon page for more value for you, or you can buy me a coffee. My name's Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com. I look forward to your company next time when I'm talking with the experts.